If money affects your life in any way, Money Making Sense will talk about it. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs. Be financially healthy, wealthy, and wise by finding the accountant who's right for you at uacpa.org. Here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Increase your fiscal fitness and let a certified public accountant coach you through your financial obstacle course. A CPA has the knowledge and training and is current on trends that keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Find a CPA that's right for you at uacpa.org.
Welcome back to Money Making Sense, the show that if money affects your life in any way whatsoever, we're going to talk about it. And today we're talking sort of twofold. This is how do employees better themselves on the job so that they can maybe earn more money or go on to other jobs that'll make them more money. But two, the employer plays a really big part in this, especially if you have an industry where maybe you're getting lesser skilled workers. So joining me is Rick Beal. He is the business manager for Cubes Self Storage. Welcome.
Thank you.
Rick, in the last segment, we briefly went over you did not like the way your company culture was. Basically, you just hired employees and it was here, learn to do this, and the managers all just walked away. So you took it upon yourself to start a bit of a reading club and have them read things, or you purchased audio CDs for the people who didn't like to read so they could learn something. They could learn a skill and maybe better themselves and take that to another job, or even take that sale within Cubes, sell more. We were ended on that last segment. You'd actually helped at least one employee, if not more, set up a bank account. You had people that came in that not only had very little life skills, but they didn't even have a bank account.
Yeah, you know, that actually blew me away. I think I had my first bank account when I was 4 years old.
Right,
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't think that actually happened. But yeah, two employees that I've had haven't had bank accounts, and an employee that I currently have just isn't really smart with his money. And so they would just cash their checks and call it a day, go to Walmart, cash their checks, and that was it. So, you know, that's just not how you should manage your money. And so, not that I'm a huge financial genius or anything like that, but, you know, we just took them down. I took them down and we opened up a bank account with them. And I taught them just the ins and outs and say, hey, you need to set X amount aside each paycheck because you just need to do these things. And, you know, you need to talk. We talked about credit cards and we talked about just certain things. And I sent them up on a kind of a cool app that I found called Acorns. It's great. It's kind of like a modern day change jar, and It rounds up your transactions to the nearest dollar and invests that. So you have a rainy day fund if an emergency happens. You know, it just puts them in a better situation just in case anything happens 10 years down the road, 5 years down the road.
Now, I know, I think, wasn't the first employee you had that you set them up in a bank account? It was a woman?
Yeah.
And then she left your company after, I don't know, X amount of years. Do you know what she went on to do after leaving your employee?
Yeah, she works at Netflix now.
Netflix?
Yeah, and so has a much, much better job now.
And earning more money.
Yeah, earning more money, and she's progressing right along. Yeah, she's doing great.
So before you started helping your employees by getting them to read and learn more about just financial life skills. It seems like mostly you're dealing with financial life skills. Before you did that, when you had employees that left your company, do you know where they wound up?
Yeah. A lot of times they would just go into another just job that was probably lower than where they're at. They just weren't anywhere that improved themselves. Not necessarily a job, but nothing that they went on to made them better.
And that's your biggest thing, is you want to make employees, people, not just employees, but people better.
Yeah, I just feel a huge responsibility for that. More than just, you know, my employees or anything like that, I feel a really big obligation to make my employees or people in general just better. Help them in a way that I've been helped before, give people a second chance, just make them better in their lives.
And you had an opportunity to speak down in Las Vegas at a convention, and you were telling me a little bit about this before the show. You announced that you got rid of the bonus structure at Cubes.
Yes, and I wasn't dragged to the street and burned or anything like that. So what motivates you? I'll ask you that question.
Praise.
Praise, right?
Yeah.
So I asked my audience that question. So what motivates them? And, you know, this is an audience of, I don't know, 400 or 500 people. And they ask independence, praise, being trusted, being all, you know, all these things they've listed. And finally, someone said money. I mean, this is like the 20th thing down the road. And I said that because, you know, it's very interesting that, you know, why we think money motivates us, it really doesn't when you think about it. If you have an employee that you pay, let's say $10 an hour, and you pay that employee $25 an hour, are you going to get $15 more an hour worth of work? No, you're not. It's just not going to happen. He's probably going to feel guilty because he's going to be doing work that, you know, he's getting paid out $10 an hour for, but he's going to pay $25 an hour for. Why do we forget what motivates us when we design a bonus structure? I took away the bonus structure and people still get paid in a way in bonuses, but they're getting paid by intrinsic motivation. So intrinsic meaning you don't get paid for renting X amount of storage units because they're still going to rent them no matter what because they're good employees and they're good people. But they get paid for planning. They get paid for, you know, skills that better them in the business. Doing a project. If they do a certain project, they have to write a business plan about it. And we go over this business plan. Not only does that help the company, but that helps them learn how to write a business plan.
So if they left your employee to start their own business, because I hear this a lot. I have the greatest idea ever. And, you know, people should just be investing in this idea that I have because it's the best idea ever. But they haven't told me what the idea is, right. Nor do they tell me how they're going to implement the idea. How are they going to pay me back my investment? Like, how much is this idea going to start paying out so that you can pay me back? Nothing. It's just they have the best idea in the world.
Right.
So for you to actually take the time to sit down with them and explain and show them what a business, and then, and basically, I guess they're doing fake business, not necessarily fake, but it's like basically being in college. Your final exam is you've got to present a business idea. Now, whether you implement it or not doesn't matter. This is your school project, and that's what you've got going at work.
Absolutely, and I hold their feet to the fire. They come in, and this is their business plan, and we work through it. If they need other resources outside of the storage industry, I find it for them. If they need to learn more about a certain topic, I find that resource for them. Is it through a person? Is it through a book? Is it through anything? And they have to work their way through it. And it's frustrating sometimes. And it's, you know, they get angry sometimes. And they kind of, you know, and it's hard. It's emotional. But you get through it. You know, it's hard at the first. It's messy in the middle. But it's awesome at the end. I mean, that's, and you just grow because you never grow in your comfort zone. You got to leave. And, you know, I mean, like you said, when people say they have the greatest idea, but they don't know how to implement it, that's everyone says that about storage. Oh, storage. Yeah, I just throw up some walls and doors and call it a day. Well, you know, I mean, we're building a store in Draper right now. And I can tell you one thing. It's a lot more than just that. But yeah, it helps people learn how to do these things, how to plan. And, you know, Joe employee who's just an associate gets to plan and say, hey, Rick, I need you to come and help me and do this. So they come and talk with me and give me assignments and tasks and hold me to task to do these things.
Oh, and I want to go over that, but we've run out of time in this episode. But in the next episode with Rick Beal, we're going to go into how, you know, that asking for something, it works both ways.
Like, yeah, it does.
If you ask your employees to do something, you better expect they're going to ask you to do something in return, and hopefully you aren't bitter about that. So we'll be back with Rick Beal. You are the business manager for Cubes Self Storage.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense on the social media, Money Making Sense, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs. Visit uacpa.org to find an accountant who's right for you.